So, good morning again.
Good morning.
Happy holiday. Kaiman always likes for me to give my talks a title. So, the title of today's talk is "What is Transmission?" Case 6 from the Mumenkon. The world honored one holds up a flower. At a gathering on Vulture Peak, the world honored one held up a flower and showed it to the assembly. At that moment, everyone in the assembly was silent except Mayakai Shapa, who broke into a smile. The world honored one said, "I have the treasury of the true Dharma eye, the wondrous mind of Nirvana, the true form of no form, the subtle and wondrous gate to the Dharma, the special transmission outside of scriptural teachings, not established on words and language. I now entrust it to Mayakai Shapa." Mumen's commentary: the golden-faced Gautama behaved as if no one were capable among his assembly. He turned the noble into the lowly and sold dog meat and advertised it as mutton, proclaiming it as marvelous. Now I ask you, if the whole assembly had smiled, how would the Buddha have passed on the treasury of the true Dharma eye? If Mayakai Shapa had not smiled, how would the Buddha have transmitted the treasury of the true Dharma eye? If you say that the treasure of the true Dharma eye can be transmitted, then the old golden face man would just be deceiving villagers. If you say that it cannot be transmitted, then why did he approve of Mayakai Shapa? Mumen's poem, holding up the flower, the fox's tail is already revealed. Kashapa smile. Humans and devas are all bewildered. The Buddha often gave teachings at Vulture Peak. In Rajagaha, India. Now, tradition has it that the Buddha gave teachings only upon request, usually in the afternoon. In this case, the Buddha did not say a single word. He picked up a flower and just held it up. Everyone was silent. They did not know what to make of it, except for Mayakai Shapa. And as you know, he is the first lineage master within the Chan and Zen tradition in India. Now, 28 generations later, as most of you know, Bodhidharma continued the teachings, then becoming the father of the Chan tradition in China, Zen tradition in Japan, which maintains the wordless Dharma embodied by the Buddha's holding up a flower as its fountainhead teachings. Now, according to some commentary, Mayakai Shapa's smile wasn't an elated laugh, but a gentle smile, the kind one might give one's close friend after an event that they both have shared. In that moment, there is no need for words. When Mayakai Shapa saw that the Buddha acknowledged his smile, making a fuss with technical expressions such as the treasury of the true Dharma eye, the wondrous mind of Nirvana, the true form of no form, the subtle and wondrous gate to the Dharma, the special transmission outside of scriptural teaching, not established on words and language, was a setup. How many times have I told you koans are setups? It was a trap for the assembly, and everyone fell in. Now you can imagine most of the people assembled there scratching their heads asking, what has just happened? It wasn't Mayakatpa's smile that the Buddha was acknowledging. It was the natural expression of his wisdom. Now, despite Master Mumin's typical playful words of praise that the Buddha was selling dog meat but advertising it as mutton, or comparing him to a trickster fox who deceives others, the real question is, what is it that is being transmitted? Now, we may think that it's the awakening mind that's being transmitted, but this is not good enough because it's just an idea. On the other hand, if you say it cannot be transmitted, then you're wrong. So why did the Buddha approve of Mayakaya Shapa's response? If you say it can be transmitted, you're also wrong. The Buddha held up a flower and Mayakaya Shapa smiled. Let me ask you, can you respond without using any gesture, like holding up a flower or smiling? Can you respond without words or silence? Some people think that gestures are more direct, more powerful, that words fall short of a demonstration of one's realization. The truth of the matter is, it is the same whether we demonstrate our understanding through gestures or words. One is no better than the other. The point remains, what is it that is being transmitted? If everyone already has it, what is the point of transmission? Is it something that only a small cluster of students, like Buddha's close disciples, have? Is there something special or marvelous about it? It's beyond yes and no. But because of our attachments, we don't see the Bodhidharma and don't have the Dharma eye that perceives how things truly are. That the treasury of the true Dharma eye, the wondrous gate to the Dharma, the special transmission outside the scriptural teaching, not established on words and language, are already transmitted, already here. Now, if you're paying attention, I just gave some of you the answer to your koan. All of this is already here. This is the Buddha Dharma. So to perceive that is to see the world through the Dharma eye, which means to see how things are. Buddha was not trying to impart some knowledge or concept. As one teacher put it, the way of a tree is to grow, the way of the wind is to blow, the way of water is to moisten, the way of the earth is to support. So what is the natural way of being human? Is it what Descartes said, to think? Is the true intrinsic nature of human beings to be discriminated? Or to discriminate? To generate emotional affliction like anguish, jealousy, hatred, arrogance, and to cause suffering for oneself and others. No. Our true nature is compassion, which is the function of wisdom, and wisdom is to be free from vexation. To see things as they are is to practice and realize the Dharma. That's the meaning of treasury of the true Dharma eye. All things in a dynamic, wondrous flow of cause, condition, and effects. Effects turn to cause for future effects through the coming together of conditions. These three are intimately connected, ever flowing. What makes Dharma I true is to proceed without getting in the way, without filtering and processing, through gaining or losing benefit or harm. Things as they are, as empty of self. Putting it another way, I'm talking about tathāgata, which means thusness or suchness, reality without subjective distortion. In Zen teachers sometimes talk about a reflecting mirror. Whatever stands in front of in that instant as it is, the mirror reflects without self-referentiality, without a fixed view of what that thing is supposed to be, without judging it. The mirror just responds by reflecting. The natural order of our mind is to reflect like a mirror. We all have the potential to do this. That's why it's called treasury. Finally, Master Mumin concludes his prose remarks with a traditional Zen statement on transmission of this subtle teaching. In one sense, there is no transmission of any direct knowledge or understanding from one person to another. And why is that? Simply because the teaching is really itself, and the direct knowledge and understanding of suchness must be first hand. In another sense, there is transmission in that conscious participation in reality is not a subjective experience, but is by nature shared in common with anyone who has the same objective experience. Kāśyapa was already enlightened when he met Buddha. He recognized Buddha's enlightenment, and Buddha recognized his enlightenment. Lastly, let me reiterate, everything and everyone, moment by moment, already possesses the treasury of the true Dharma eye, the wisdom mind of Nirvana, the true form of no form, the subtle and wondrous gate to the Dharma, the special transmission outside of scriptures, not established on words and language. What the Buddha did was merely to point out the obvious. As one teacher put it, it would be like me trying to sell you water even though you are already holding a full bottle. I implore you not to turn the noble into the lowly and sell dog meat and advertise it as mutton. In other words, let us not substitute our freedom for bondage. Let me conclude with an excerpt from the Shobun Genzo, taken from the chapter on face-to-face transmission. Dogen Zenji writes, "It's like pouring water into the ocean and spreading it endlessly, or like transmitting the lamp and allowing it to shine ceaselessly. In thousands of millions of transmissions, the trunk and branches are one. Breaking an eggshell by packing from the inside and outside at once.